Indeed, this did not become a reality, but only arrived at our expectations and stopped there. For the state of our matters made it evident, however, God's power did not allow this realization to take effect, but it only occurred in our thought and expectation. Therefore, he says, we had the answer of death in ourselves, not in reality. And why did he allow such great danger to remove our hope and lead us to despair? So that we should not trust in ourselves, he says, but in God. Paul stated these words, not reflecting his own disposition. No way to such a thought, but he was tuning others through his comments about himself and out of his keen desire to express humility. Hence he goes on saying, a thorn was given to me in the flesh to prevent me from being too highly exalted. But God does not state that he was allowing the trials for this reason, but for another purpose. What else? That his strength might be more revealed. For, he says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. However, as I mentioned earlier, he never forgets his own unique demeanor, grouping himself with those who fall greatly short and require substantial discipline and correction. For if a single trial or two is enough to sober even average individuals, then why would he, who more than anyone else had pursued humility throughout his life and had suffered like no other, need this reminder after so many years and the practice of wisdom worthy of the heavens? From which it is clear that here too, out of modesty and to humble those who thought highly of themselves and bragged, he states that we should not trust in ourselves but in God.